We're talking about what if. Everybody say what if. And we're asking depth charge questions. We're asking questions that'll help us to qualify and see really what's going on. How many know sometimes it is very healthy for you to ask? How many, when you get up, go to your doctor, how many would know the first thing he does? Man, he asks you a bunch of questions, does he not? Yeah. Right? What's he trying to do? He's trying to get information to know where you're at. Hello? Right? So we've been asking some questions. Tonight I want to ask this question. What if I lived with childlike faith? What if I lived, and let me tell you what childlike faith is. It's really, what if I live and I really, really, really put my trust in God? I really, really lived a lifestyle of putting our trust in God. We're going to look at several scriptures tonight. How many like it when I go to a lot of scriptures? Let me try that again. How many not like it when I go to a lot of scriptures? Okay, amen. So let's start with Matthew chapter 18. I have it here on the screen. Matthew chapter 18, starting with verse, let's go back to 3, guys. Matthew 18, 3. Look what it says. And he said, truly I say unto you, unless you change and become like a little child, little children, you will never enter the kingdom of God. Wow. How many know, if you see a, how many believe in Jesus? Can I break it down for you a little bit? You can't believe in Jesus and not believe that he told the truth. People are mixed up. Look at your neighbor and say, some people are mixed up. You know, I believe Jesus was a good, think about it. I believe Jesus was a good teacher. I believe Jesus was a good philosopher. I believe Jesus was a wise man. Let's be consistent here. Jesus said, no one gets to the Father except through me. So this thought, I believe Jesus was a good philosopher, a good man, a prophet. Well, you know what? But he wasn't accurate over here. How many know that's not a good man? How many know that's not a good prophet? How many of the prophets told the truth? So when Jesus says, watch this, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Man, I better pay attention to what he just said. Hello, somebody. I said, I better pay attention. How many, just raise your hand if you think you're going to live forever. Amen. You got, you, there's four sharp people right there. I like that. How many know you're not going to live forever on this earth? That's what I'm talking about. You guys got me. I like that. Sharp. Okay. But you know what I'm saying. How many believe you're not going to live forever on this earth? You know what I mean? How many believe the decisions we make on this earth are going to have huge repercussions forever? So passages like this, I better pay attention when Jesus talks about, you know what, there's a group that are not going to enter in. Man, I better catch my ear, amen? Because Jesus said in another portion of Scripture that not everybody who says, Lord, Lord, is going to come into the kingdom of heaven. I didn't say that. Jesus said that. In other words, there's some pretenders. Yeah, uh-oh is right. And you know what freaks me out about that passage? Jesus says, you know what one word freaks me out in that passage? The word that Jesus uses to qualify the amount. And he uses this word in the New King James. He says, many will say to me, Lord, Lord, and they won't. Man, that word freaks me out. And I want to be a good pastor and make sure that when that these passages are being taught, number one, and these passages are being paid attention to. How many think we should pay attention to stuff like this? Okay. This is the NIV if you're looking at your New King James. And the only reason I have the NIV, I have another version, because it words it in a way that I want you to catch. Look what it says. And he said, truly I say to you, unless you change. How many was at church on Sunday? Okay, how many came to change tonight? We said Sunday, I don't want you to come to church. I want you to come to change. You know what? And we can become the people who we think, listen, having heard isn't having done. Having heard is having heard. Amen. Amen. I like, who is the UCLA player? Real tall, red-headed guy. Very, very good. Bill Walton. I like the story of Bill Walton, and his coach was, of course, John Wooden. I mean, sometimes we think that we can not listen to the coach. You know what? Because we're individuals, so we roll like this. And Bill Walton came in, and Coach John Wooden wanted everybody to wear white socks. Simple instruction, right? Bill Walton comes in, freshman, most recruited freshman in the whole all the colleges recruited Bill Walton. And most recruited high school player at his time. He comes in as a freshman, and he knows it's supposed to be white socks, but he comes in. You remember back in the days, way early 70s, you know what, where we to be cool cat, would wear the socks way up high, and they'd have different color stripes, you know what I mean? Some of you young people was like, well, what are you talking about? Just get on the internet, and you can check it out. We looked really stupid, but anyway, we thought we were cool, amen? So Bill Walton, you know, came in, and he had that. And here's, and you think, it was like, you know what, we'll just let him slide on that. Mm-mm. Everybody say, God is God.
God is God.
Okay. God is God. And the coach said, listen, you got about 10 seconds to go back to your locker and get some white socks. And come on out here. And I don't ever. Here, do me a favor. And you know what? And if you don't want to come back, that's fine.
Amen. Wow.
But don't come back like this. You say, what did Bill Walton do? He went off the court, went to his locker, got the white socks, and came back. And became one of the best college basketball players that have ever played basketball. See, there's something really important about us coming together and saying, God, I'm going to let you teach me. Amen. You know what that is? That's a spirit of humility. It's a spirit of a child. It's a spirit of grace. It's a spirit of gentleness. It's a spirit that God loves. And so what he says, and he said, truly, I say unto you. You know what this truly means? You know what that means to us? It means, hey, God ain't messing around. That's what it means. You know, it's odd thing that we'd have to think that God was, but you know what? We think crazy sometimes. We think God's just joking. He's not joking. That's why he says, truly, I say unto you. Guys, I'm telling you the truth. There are going to be people who don't enter the kingdom of heaven. And it's not going to be my fault because I'm going to tell them exactly. How many like when God tells you what to do before he, you know what, just, how many like a teacher who doesn't tell you what the test is? You know what I mean? No, God's not that God. That's not that kind of, he is the kind of person who tells exactly what's going to happen. He tells you before it's going to happen. And then, you know what, we can take responsibility to do what we want to do. Amen? Look at your neighbor and say, I believe you want to follow God. And he said, truly, I'm telling you this because I want you to know, unless you change, Let me tell you what that means. Let me tell you what that means. It means we got to change. Look at your neighbor and say, you got to change. Unless you change, how do you need to change? And become like a little child, children. Okay, we'll talk about what that means in a minute. You will never, 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 everybody say never. Man, there's some crazy words up here we better pay attention to. Right? You will never enter the kingdom of God. God, it's not saying, no. This, I'm adamant. My word is my word. You know what? I cannot lie. I'm using these words on purpose. You will never. Okay. Look at another version, because I want to teach you a little bit what this means. Guys, go to the NLV. And he said, for sure, truly, the one version said, for sure, I tell you, unless you have a change of heart and become like a little child, you will not get into the holy nation of heaven. One version says, most versions say this, unless you are converted. Everybody say converted. One version says, unless you stop sinning. See, let me, all eyes up here. Let me show you what conversion means. Conversion means you're going in a certain way. You're doing what you want. This is true repentance. Listen to me very carefully. No one comes into the kingdom of God unless they repent. Now, let me show you what repent means. Listen, please understand this. In heaven, there's only going to be one God. In heaven, there's only going to be one God. So when you were like, no, I listen, this is how I roll. God says, okay, you can roll, but you ain't going to be in my kingdom. I'm going to roll you right out. I'm going to roll you right out, Jackson. Because watch, follow this, because there's only one God. Everybody say there's only one God. So if you're going to try, you know what, when Lucifer starts, listen, if Lucifer didn't get away with it, you and I aren't going to get away with it. Now watch this. I'm going to teach you something else. Hey, give all the OSL students who are sitting in the first three rows, give them a big hand. Amen. I mean it. Give them a big hand. Give them a big hand. Listen, Academy of Righteous students, Academy of Righteousness students, I salute you. I salute you. Because you know what? You are allowing me to mentor you. And it means a lot to me. And you're submitting yourself to allow me to mentor. How many of you already enjoyed, you know, for level four? I'll tell you, level four class was the bomb Sunday. It was so, so, so awesome. But how many already enjoy OSL so far? Raise your hand if you're enjoying it already. Awesome. Look at the hands up. I salute you. I'm proud of you. I appreciate your, it's just awesome. So I just want to thank you as I see you guys all over in the first three rows. Where was I? Oh, yeah. Thank you. Let me tell you what's going to happen in heaven. See, God isn't going to choose who goes in heaven to heaven and who goes to hell. He's not making that choice. But Pastor, I don't believe in hell. Okay, well, then you're crosswise with Jesus, because Jesus does believe in hell. Amen. Talks about it all the time. Amazing how people just come up with, I think this. I believe that. You know what I mean? And they're, I believe this. You know what? You know, I believe there's going to be peanut butter and jelly in heaven. Where'd you come up with that? Where'd you get that? Hey, man, you can't come up with your own doctrine. I got off a little bit, but anyway. All I'm telling you is understand, Jesus, God is not choosing who goes to heaven and who doesn't go to heaven. What he does, he allows you to choose whether you're going to make. All God has said is there are only going to be one God in my kingdom. And it's going to be me. And rightfully so. That's how it should be. All he's going to do in judgment day is turn on a light. That's all he's going to do. That's all he's going to do. He is the light. All he's going to do is look and see if you have really made him your Lord or if you're just a pretender. Amen. How many know Halloween's coming up? I don't do all that dress up. I ain't into it. But how many know there are going to be people dressing up like pirates and lions and, you know what, and cats and dogs. You know what I mean? They're just dressing up like a dog. They're not a dog. Right? They're not a pirate. You know what I mean? They're just dressing up like a pirate. Amen? There's people, and listen, and you say, Pastor, what are you saying that for? Because let's make the judgment now, amen? Let's be honest with ourselves. Let's allow ourselves to look at our lives and say, you know what, are we really followers of Christ? Because let me tell you what, you either making, do not be deceived. You cannot serve two masters. Ever say you can't serve two masters? You know what? You can't serve God. You can't make God your God, Lord, and make yourself your Lord. You know what Lord means? Lord means the decision maker. Who's make that? You ought to put that on your refrigerator. Who's making your decisions? Because if you're making your decisions, then when you be exposed, then you're not going to be on the right side. There will be one God in his kingdom. There will only be one God. But when we are at the judgment seat, when we are being judged, we are simply going to be judged who was our Lord. And if it's not God, then you're not getting in. This is jugular to this text. Because what repent means, before you came into the kingdom of God, you know what? You were making decisions based on yourself. You're deciding, making decisions based on yourself. But when you come into the kingdom of God, all eyes up here. Watch. Here's what repent means. Here's what to be converted means, which is in your New King James, that's what it says, that you have to be, watch this, you have to be converted. You have to change your mind. You're in control. He's in control. That's what conversion is. I'm proud. I do what I want. I'm humble. I do what he wants. How many like a church where the pastor makes it simple? Yeah. Amen. Amen. I'm just telling you what, to me, the best teachers are teachers that make things simple. They're not teachers that I walk away and go, wow, that was deep, man. I don't know a thing what he said, but it was deep. That's what he was like. Okay. I don't want to go to that kind of church. Amen. I want to go, and just for the record, when I read the Bible, that's the kind of teacher Jesus was. Okay, so let me give it to you again. You're your Lord. You're making your decisions. You're walking in pride. Why? Because you know everything. Now I'm walking in humility. And now I'm going to let him tell me what to do. Now I've changed my mind to I always know what's right to now he always knows what's right. Right? That's, watch this, watch this. That's why this has to do with being like a child. How many know most children know they don't know very much? A little child doesn't, you know, they're like, I don't know. That's, you know, what's a little child say? I don't know. That's my mama. That's my mommy. You know, right? That's my daddy. I don't know. You know what I mean? What's your telephone number? I don't know. That's my daddy. You know, right? Right? Where do you live? I don't know. That's my mommy. You know what I mean? Right? That's what he's talking about. A little child. Everybody say little child. All right. Are you still glad you came? Okay, so three things real quickly. Childlike faith requires, number one, humility. Everybody say humility. Okay, Academy of Righteousness students, the series is What If? That's the series. The sermon title is What If I Lived with Childlike Faith? So, Pastor, why do you do that? Because I want to teach people that you take notes. I want to teach you, here's how I want you to take notes. I want you to put the series, and I want you to put the sermon title. What's the series? Series is What If. Sermon title is What if I lived with childlike faith? Okay. Number one, childlike faith requires humility. Matthew chapter 18, look at this next verse, verse 4. 18:4, therefore whoever humbles himself as a little child is the what? Oh. When you start to say, it's greatest in the kingdom of heaven. When you start to say, you know what, my life, oh no, I'm just going to do what Jesus tells me to do. God says, oh, that is great. That is greatness. Oh, no, you know what? I don't know. I'm just going to forgive people, man. That's all I'm going to do. I'm just going to forgive people who hurt me. God says, yes. So, oh, no, man. I'm just going to love people, man. I'm just going to love. I don't know. I'm just going to humble out. I'm just going to do what Jesus says. God says, yes, you are great. I believe this. I fully believe this. The Bible says that the last shall be first and the first will be last. I believe that we might trip out who's ahead of us in line. Oh, trip out on that. Trip out on that. You know what? Man, it looks to me like there's a... Man, that's weird, you know? Seems like there's a bunch of those young interns ahead of me. That's a bunch of those young interns ahead of me. What's with that, man? I'll tell you what's with that. Amen. Somebody say amen. Man, they didn't even go to Bible school. What's with that, man? Trip out. What's with that, man? I'm going to talk to Jesus. Hello, somebody. Look at Philippians chapter 2. Philippians chapter 2. Philippians chapter 2, and I'm starting with verse 1. Therefore, if there's any consolation in Christ, if there's any comfort of love, if there's any fellowship of the Spirit, if there's any affection of mercy, do you see what the writer is like saying? Guys, if there's any, he really is passionate here. That's what he's communicating. If there's any affection and mercy, watch this. Fulfill my joy by being like-minded. Everybody say like-minded. Now, let me tell you what he's saying. He's saying two things. We'll pick it up in a minute. He's saying, I want you to all think the same. But what he's really saying is, I want you to all think. I want everyone. He's not saying, I want you to all to think the same. He's not saying it like that, just that he wants us all to think the same. He's saying, I want you to all think like Jesus thinks. That's what he's saying. I'll show it to you in a minute. But when he's saying like-minded, He wants George and Peter to think the same. But if you think that's all he's saying, that they're in agreement, that's not what he's saying. He's saying he wants Peter and George to think like Jesus. He wants all of us to be in the same mind, but the same way that Jesus thinks. Having the same love. The comparison, you'll see it later on, he's comparing us to Jesus. He wants us to think like Jesus, all to think like Jesus. Having the same love, being one accord and of one mind. Watch this. Let nothing be done through selfish ambition. Everybody say humility. See, this is about a humility. Let nothing be, ever say nothing. Nothing that you do. How many came to change? Just so you know, I'm going to say that about 1,000 times throughout 2017, the rest of 2017. Why? Because let me tell you what, that is what God, how many want a pastor that is led by the Spirit of God? One of the things that I hear God saying is, you've got to teach your people to change. They've got to come into the house of the Lord with an attitude to say, I want to change. They got to come in and say, I want to change. Not, I want to hear a good sermon. No, I want to hear God speak to me. I have a willingness to change. Let nothing be done in selfish ambition or conceit, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem others better than himself. Wow. That is a good scripture. How many need some help with that one? Raise your hand. How many need some help with that one? Raise your hand. Watch this. Let each of you, here's what that means. Everybody, look at your neighbor and say, this means you. See? And if you said this means you, that also means you. It means everybody. Let each one look not only for his own interests, but also for the interests of others. Okay, next verse. Let this mind be in you. Now it's what, remember what I told you, be like-minded. Here's what he's saying. He's connecting it to Jesus. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Jesus Christ. Watch this. Who being the form of God did not consider robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a bondservant and coming bondservant as someone who has freedom, but they decide to just stay with the one who's going to direct them. And coming in the likeness of men and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself. How many know you cannot say, God doesn't understand me. You cannot say that. That's a cop-out. You can't say no one understands me because of this scripture. God understands you. He was tempted just like you are. He didn't sin, but he was tempted in all ways. That's what the Bible says. And being found in the appearance of a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death. Obedient to, what's a child do? A childlike faith is a child who says, yes, mommy. Yes, daddy. I'll do what you have me to do. That's what Jesus did. Even to the point of death. I don't want to go to the cross. I don't want to suffer like this. But let me tell you what. I'm going to do what you tell me. Amen? Even death on the cross. Therefore, God has highly exalted him and given him. Remember, if you have that childlike faith, you're going to be the greatest in the kingdom. Therefore, God also has highly exalted him and given him the name above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, and in those in heaven, and those on the earth, and those are under the earth. Let me just tell you what, at some point in time, it's going to be too late for many, but let me tell you what, it ain't going to be all wrapped up until everyone declares, you know what, that Jesus is God. I'm just telling you what. Every tongue, thank you. And every tongue should confess that Jesus is the Lord to the glory of God the Father. Therefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, don't just behave when somebody's looking at you. You know what the definition of character is? What you do when no one's looking. You know what the definition of character is? What you do when nobody will know. Amen? See, will you still do the right thing if nobody knows? Amen? You know, will you go to the strip club when you're out of town?
Pastor, what are you talking about?
Okay, all right. You don't want to play that game with me? Go ahead. I'm just saying. Therefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, not just when I'm around, guys, but now much more in my absence, work out your salvation with fear and trembling. Next verse. For it is God who works in you both to will and to do what is his good pleasure. Do all things without complaining and disputing, that you might become blameless. See, watch this. Before I get to this, understand that person who's going to walk in humility, putting somebody before themselves, listening to God, being humble. Watch this. Watch what's going to happen. They become blameless and harmless. They don't harm people. They just love people. Amen. They just forgive people. They just act like Jesus. Amen. Without fault in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation. Did you hear that? Without fault. Watch this. Well, Pastor, I can never do that. Listen, you know what? You might hear other pastors say that, but I'm not going to say it because God doesn't say it. Amen? Stop talking about what you can't do when God talks about what you can do. Amen? Homologeo, say what he says about you. Amen? This is all obtainable. Without fault in a crooked and perverse generation, among whom you shine as lights in the world. See, I'm fully convinced if we would humble out and start acting with humility, people would start tripping out on us, and we would be lights that are shining in a dark world. Amen. Are you learning something tonight? Matthew 20:28. Jesus is our example. The Son of Man, that's Jesus, did not come to serve, to be served, but to serve. Well, that's what we just read. He humbled himself to the point of death. Proverbs 6, oh, you guys don't have this, I don't think. Proverbs 6:16 is where God is talking about. In 17, he's talking about what he hates. You know what he hates? He hates a proud look. He hates a proud look. And then another place in the Psalms, it says this. In Psalm 100, verse 5, it says, you know what? A haughty look. See, you know why he hates a proud look? Because in Psalm 100, verse 5 says that, you know what? It's a haughty look and a proud heart. You know what that proud look reveals? A proud heart. I'm not going to do what you say. I'm going to do what I say. I'm going to do what I want to do. Number one, childlike faith requires humility. Number two, childlike faith requires teachability. Everybody say teachability. Proverbs 16:20. Look what Proverbs 16:20 says. He who heeds the word wisely will find good. Whoever trusts in the Lord is happy. Happy is he. Whoever heeds the word wisely. Do you heed the word wisely? Well, then what's going to happen to you? You're going to find good. Proverbs 3:11. Proverbs 3:11. Do you guys got that in the back? Yeah, you do. My son, do not despise the chastening of the Lord, nor detest his correction. Next verse. For whom the Lord loves, he corrects. Just stay there. Just as the Father and the Son in whom he delights. Go back to 11. My son, do not despise the chastening of the Lord. When God tells you you're going the wrong way, do you hate when he tells you? Don't do that. Don't do that. Hebrews chapter 12, starting with verse 5. Hebrews chapter 12, starting with verse 5. And you have forgotten the exhortation. You know what exhortation means? Exhortation is an address or communication emphatically urging someone to do something. You know, sometimes you will have God emphatically asking you to do something. Emphatically. Everybody say emphatically. You know what? He's emphatically asking you to do something. And let me tell you why he asked you to do something. Because he knows what's best for you, and he loves you more than you love you. But it takes a childlike faith to humble out and say, I'm going to do it. Listen to me. Even in times that you think, man, this doesn't make sense. And let me tell you, guys, that's going to happen all the time. And what God's looking for you to do is for you to respond to what he is exhorting you to do. Have you forgotten the exhortation which speaks to you as sons? See, how does he exhort? Watch this. It's about relationship. How is he talking to you? Here's how he's talking to you. He's talking to you in his family. He's not talking to employees. He's not trying to boss you around. He's trying to talk to you like a dad would talk to a son and say, you know what, son? I just want you to understand. You know what I mean? I want to make sure. You know what? I do that with my kids. You know what? You know, they're starting to drive, and they're driving. You know what I mean? I got all kinds of, hey, make sure you buckle up. Make sure you buckle up. Make sure you were, you know, a lot of room in between. You know, most accidents happen. And let me tell you where most accidents happen. It happened because somebody stops, and the person behind them is too close. And when they hit, you know what? Not only are you going to have an accident, but it's going to be your fault. So if you just do this one thing, if you just will have a big cushion between you and the person in front of you, I'm telling you what, it's going to be one of the smartest things that you'll do, because it will save you so many times. Most accidents come because they're too close to the person in front of them. What am I doing? I'm just asking. How many of you have you ever heard me come up to you and tell you that? None of you. Amen? Okay. Why? Because, you know what? You're not as close to me as my kids are. Don't be mad at me. I don't love you as much as I love Shayla and Tyler and Megan. I say, don't get mad at me, okay? Hey, can we be real tonight? Amen? I didn't say I don't love you. I said I don't love you as much. Amen? Okay, so everybody feels good. Here, do me a favor. When you're driving tonight, make sure, and forever, make sure you leave a lot of room in front of you, okay? Praise the Lord, I love you, I just told you, right? Okay? But you understand, God is saying, guys, understand what I'm doing this. I'm doing this in a relationship. I'm telling you to do what I'm telling you to do because I love you so much. I love you in a relationship as a father and son. That's how close you are to me. My son. See how it calls us? My son. Do you hear the heart of God? You're not an employee. You're my children. I'm not telling you, stop getting an attitude with me like I'm telling you something, like I don't know something. You know what that is? It's pride. Oh my goodness. How dare us think that God's going to tell us something to correct us. You know what? And we know more than him. Oh my goodness. Can I be real with somebody? Yes. When we don't do what God says, here's what, I don't care what you verbally say. Here's what you're doing. You are proving. Here's what you're saying with your actions. How many ever heard your actions are speak louder than your words? Here's what your actions are saying. God, I know more than you. Because that's what you're thinking, right? Can somebody get real with themselves? That's exactly what you know why you're thinking that way? Because you're going that way. Is that not right? If you thought God knew more than you, if you thought he really loved you, if he thought he cared about your goodness, you'd go, oh, I don't know very much. I'm a child. I think like a child. Right? I don't know. But my dad knows. Right? My son, do not despise the chastening of the Lord, nor be discouraged when he, you know what, when you are rebuked by him. Don't be discouraged. Don't be discouraged. Everybody needs correction. Everybody, don't be discouraged. Amen. God's not mad at you. God's not mad at you because you're not that very smart. Right? No, really, he's not. He says, you know what? He says in Proverbs or Psalms, I forget which one, sorry. But he says, you know what? He says, I know how frail they are. He knows. You know, don't get in a who's smarter, you or God contest. Because you're gonna lose, amen. I'm just asking. Who's old enough to recognize of all the crazy dumb things that you did? Who wants to raise your hand and say, "Oh, that pastor, I would testify. That is right, man. You're preaching good tonight." Amen. Okay, see, don't get all, you know what, freaked out. Don't be discouraged. You don't need to be discouraged. There's no reason to be discouraged. No reason to be discouraged. Next verse. For whom the Lord loves, he chastens. He's just loving you. That's all he's doing. And scourges every son whom he receives. Amen. Every son. Every son. Everybody gets correction. Next verse. If you endure chastening, God deals with you as with sons. That's just what we said. For the son is there whom the father does not. What son is there whom the father? You know what? If you're a, next verse, I'll show you some. But if you are without chastening, of whom all of you become partakers when you are illegitimate sons. Therefore, we have had human fathers who correct us, and we pay them respect. We understand even human fathers who correct us, and we pay them respect. Amen. Shall we not much more, everybody say much more, readily be in subjection to the Father of spirits and life? Oh my goodness. So how many know we ought to be way more submitted to our spiritual Father? For they indeed only a few days chasten us as seems best to them, but he for our profit, that we might be partakers of what? Did you catch it? Partakers of his holiness? So you want to start walking? Holiness, you know, holiness, sanctified unto the Lord, sanctified, set apart. I do what God tells me to do. Wow. I want to be in that group. Amen. I want my life on this earth to really matter. Amen. I don't want to get to the end of my life and somebody was like, "Oh, well, they were great. Wasn't he a good Laker fan?" You know what I mean? Oh, look, he's wearing a Kobe hat. You know what I mean? You know what? No, I want to be sanctified to the Lord. Amen. Next verse. Now, no chastening seems to be joyful for the present. Told you about the lady who caught me. We were in the North Sanctuary. And you know what? She caught me one time, and she said, "You know, Pastor, I get so mad at you. Sometimes I don't even want to talk to you. Sometimes I just go home right away. I don't want to talk to you." I'm like, "Man, what's your problem, lady?" You know what I mean? She was just being honest, and she said, "You know what? Because sometimes it's like you're reading my mail, and you'll say something, and I know that God is speaking through you to me, and I know I need to make that correction, but I just get so mad because I don't want to." Well, praise God, at least she was being obedient. At least she was being honest, you know what I mean? But listen, we don't need just to be honest. We need to be obedient. Amen. We don't need to just come to church. We need to come to change. And it doesn't seem joyous. It's like, oh, this doesn't sound very good. You know what I mean? This doesn't sound like a lot of fun. The present, but painful. Ouch. Ouch. Nevertheless, ooh. Or say nevertheless. See, afterwards, it yields a peaceable fruit of righteousness. Watch this. And we went through all that to get to this part. To those who have been trained by it. See, I'm just asking, what kind of Christian are you tonight? Are you the kind who is going to allow the Word of God to train you? Because let me tell you what, those people are going to walk separated unto the Lord. They're going to look different. They're going to smell different. They're going to walk different. They're going to act different. You're going to see them. And you know what? Have you seen people like that? You've seen people who you think, man, they got something. What are they doing? They're walking in a different place. Here's the good news. You know what? You and I can walk in that place too. Amen. We can get there. Amen. I'm telling you what. God is right in this group of people. God is raising, you know what, some people up who are going to be mighty, mighty warriors of God. Are going to be mighty, mighty warriors of God. You know what? But here's the thing. God wants to raise all of us up. Amen? God wants to raise all of us up. The question isn't, doesn't God want to be, no. God wants to speak hard to any of y'all. If you listen, the question is, will we allow ourselves to be chastened? Will we tell the flesh, you know what? I don't care what you want to smoke. I don't care what you want to drink. I don't care, you know what, who you want to have sex with. I don't care. You are not in control. I am a Christian. God is the one who's going to direct me. And at first, my flesh is going, yeah, I don't like that. I don't like that. I don't like that. But just wait some time, amen, because what's going to happen is it's going to have this. You know what? Let me tell you what. It's praise God. You know what? Some of you get pulled over. You're like, ooh, I got pulled over. You know what I mean? And you were freaking out because there was some stuff in your trunk. Amen? You're like, ooh, you know what I mean? And the cop's kind of looking at you going, man, I don't know why you sweating so much. You know what I mean? Hello, somebody. Just give me your poker face. You don't know what I'm talking about. That's fine. You know what I mean? But what I'm saying is, you know what? There's this peaceful life that you can walk into where listen, you're not worried about. Listen, I don't think about STDs. That's the right word, right? I said it right. Okay, I'm just looking. Some of you are looking at me like I said it weird or wrong or something. I'm like, Pastor, what are you talking about that for? Because there's a life of peace. I don't think about that stuff. Amen? You know what? I'm down for my wife, and that's it, man. And it's a peaceful, it's a cool life. But see, that's a life that I'm directed by the Lord, where He's directing my paths. And He's directing, you know what, my speech. I don't just say whatever comes to my mind, amen? I'm filtering it through the Word of God, and I'm renewing my mind so that stuff, that trash stuff ain't even coming to my mind no more. Amen? But who walks in that? Those. Ever say those? So who makes, watch this. Who, watch this. Who makes that decision? God does. God good theology. Amen? Read the words. Those who have been trained by it. By what? By the correction of God. Amen. Those who don't see it as it, watch this. Those who don't stop seeing it as a negative. When you see it as a negative, what's happening is it's back to that pride. I said, no, I know. God says, okay, then you're not going to be trained by it. And you know what? You won't let your flesh in control. Amen. Number one, childlike faith walks in you, requires humility. Number two, childlike faith requires teachability. Will you allow God to teach you? Number three, childlike faith requires dependence. I'll be short in this last one. You just have to decide. God can take care of me. I'm going to be dependent upon God. You know, one of my son, when he was little, my son used to come in. My son was big. When he was three, he looked five. When he was five, he looked eight. You know what I mean? But my son used to come in when he was just 2 years old. Used to come in and he'd just say, "Hey, Dad, can I have a peanut butter jelly sandwich?" Which you say, "Well, what's wrong with that?" Well, nothing was wrong with that. The weird thing is, but he'd wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning and be hungry and come in, you know what I mean? "Dad, can you make me a peanut butter jelly sandwich?" "Oh, sure." See, my son didn't look at his little, you know, he didn't have a watch, but let's see, he didn't look at his watch. "Oh, I better not wake my dad up so early." You know why? Because he was dependent upon me. See, childlike faith just says, "Daddy, I'm putting my trust in you. I'm putting my trust in you. I'm going to just do what you," and even though it doesn't seem like, you know what, he don't even think about it. He's just at 4 o'clock in the morning. "I don't care. You know, hey, Dad, can I have a peanut?" 3 o'clock in the morning, "Dad, you know what I mean?" He'd eat one at 3 and then wake me up again at 6. And not even think anything of it. What's that? That's childlike. That's what God wants you to be to him. He wants you to understand. He's not correcting you as a harsh employee. He's correcting you as a loving father who says, "You know what? I need you to do this. But son, daughter, I've got your best interest in heart." It's about connecting. It's about relationship with God. Amen. Amen. Did you learn something tonight? Amen. How many came to change tonight? Amen. Honey, we didn't come to church tonight. We came to change tonight. Amen. Father, I pray that we would be, that we would imagine a life where we just were obedient like a little child. Help us to do that. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. 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 Amen.